Janine is here. She was our first commenter of the day. We have Miss Marilyn watching. Lisa Lamb is here. Johnny Shaver, Courtney Freitas. Hannah Sittler is here and here. Juliet Holland, so good to see you. Joni is here and here. Pastor Danny says good morning. Phil Honeycutt, I was so pumped when I saw your name. Phil's here. Seth is here. So good to see you. Jake LeBrec is watching. Dylan Pickett. Dylan, I know I've said this before. It blesses me so much that you're participating in this time of prayer. Man, so cool to see you. Matthew is here and here. Holly is here. J-Lo is here. Pastor Mom is here. Miss Sherry is here. Let's see any new people. Miss Terry is here too. Juliet says, LOL. Good morning, Barrett. That's how I read that. So, yes. Good morning. I love you. William is here and here. Lovely. It's so good to see you all the way from the Philippines. So good to have you on. Lukey is watching. Luke Stephen Wright, I love you. Good morning. My brother is here. Gerald is watching. Miss Angie is watching. Let's see. Buddy Crabtree. Guys, the gang is growing. Miss Cheryl. T.T. Sarah is watching. Good morning. I love you. Corey is watching. James is watching. And we've got Miss Catherine in the studio. We've got Sharon Cox here. It's such a good day here in Frontlines Prayer. Juliet said, that's exactly how I said it too. Yep, yep, yep. I know what your texting sass sounds like. Now, it's going to be such a good day. And one of the things I was telling the team yesterday, Holy Ghost is never without a witness. So Holy Spirit is the one who leads us into prayer. He is the one that leads us into the ways of God. Holy Ghost is never without a witness. So yesterday I was telling the team, as Brother Brian was preaching yesterday, there were some key things that as he was preaching, we actually prayed out last week. And I have it on pretty good authority. Brother Brian did not have the time last week to watch all of our frontline prayers. So it's not like he's watching or I'm watching him preaching and logically we're bringing that stuff together. I say that because this time of prayer literally impacts the flow of the anointing on a Sunday morning. It impacts where this ministry can go to. We're not the leaders of it. We're just partners with Holy Ghost himself. Holy Ghost is the partner, the leader of this ministry. So today, as we're hopping into this time of prayer, Holy Ghost is never without a witness. So yesterday, Brother Brian was mentioning in service that Brother Tracy, the majority of last week at the conference that Pastor Brian, Pastor Nicole were at, last week Brother Tracy was talking about our need of the Holy Ghost. Well, I woke up this morning not thinking about that. And the Holy Ghost said to me, this week in prayer, let's ensure that we are unifying and being one-minded people around the fact that Holy Ghost is integral to prayer. The Holy Ghost is our leader. He is our teacher. He's our revealer. The Holy Ghost is absolutely necessary to pray effectively in the kingdom. And it was after he said this that all of a sudden my mind realized, wait, Pastor Brian said that just yesterday. That's what Brother Tracy was ministering all last week. The Holy Ghost wants to bring us to a place where it's not just the leaders of ministries who understand the things of this word and the things of the Spirit. The Holy Ghost wants the body of Christ as a whole to understand the things of God, so that way we can all together get in our respective lanes and take territory for the kingdom. Brother Brian, Sister Nicole, they are the heads of this ministry. They're the patriarch, the matriarch, they're the founders, the lead pastors. They are our gifts of God in this ministry. But if only Brother Brian and Sister Nicole know how to apply faith to see the will of God done, the ministry is not going to be as impactful or effective as it's supposed to be. Because the ministry of God is not just one man or one woman's responsibility. If we're a born-again believer, we all have a responsibility to press in to God's ways and see God's things done in this earth. What's really cool, Corey said the prayer last week The prayer was flowing, this time a prayer, was flowing with the preaching of Brother Tracy last week too. It showed me to continue with Frontline's prayer. Glory to God. That's how it works. Not because I'm something special or we in and of ourselves are something special, but because we're yoked together with the Holy Ghost, who knows the mind of Christ, prays out the mysteries of God, knows how to make things come to pass on this earth, and he has been given to us as a gift. And as we just simply yield to him, he will lead us. He will guide us into the fullness of his will on this earth. Put this in the comments. Let me hear this a little bit better. I have a responsibility to be being filled with the Holy Spirit. I have a responsibility to be being filled with the Holy Spirit. So we see, honestly, all throughout the church, Holy Ghost is persecuted quite often. People start talking about this, or churches start moving into these things, they become known as that person, that church, the weird person. This world persecutes the Holy Ghost. The Antichrist spirit tries to persecute the Holy Ghost. Why? Because when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, as we can see in the book of Acts, we shall be filled with power. And so the Antichrist agenda in this world wants to strip Holy Ghost away from the operations of the church of God. The Antichrist spirit, the devil knows that when a believer gets yoked together with the Holy Ghost and they understand how to yield with the Holy Ghost, there becomes a tremendous flow of dynamic power that is not only available, it's released in this earth. And Holy Ghost is, or not Holy Ghost, the Antichrist agenda is fine if we attend church. You know, the devil's fine if we go to church. The devil's fine if we try to pray religious prayers. There's no power in that. When Holy Ghost becomes our leader, he becomes who we follow. We yoke ourselves together with him. There comes a source of power and a source of fire. There comes a fresh feeling that there is no devil in hell that can stop. So he tries to convince us that we don't need Holy Ghost, that it shows that we're stronger if we pray without him. It shows how wise we are if we pray through our own understanding. It must show God that we really know how to yield. We really know how to flow. But Corey just said, Brother Tracy said last week, without the Holy Ghost, we're out of the will of God. 100%. Because without the Holy Ghost, not only are we not following God's ways, without the Holy Ghost, we don't even know how to pray. And hear me, I'm just talking specifically about prayer right now. We can get into a lot of different aspects about the Holy Ghost. That's not what this time is about. Maybe it's here at noon, but we're going to seek the Lord on that. But this time of Frontline's prayer is talking about prayer specifically. Without the Holy Ghost leading me, I sinners on this earth have to suffer such persecution. Oh Lord, if it be your will, I ask that you would heal me. No, that's all logic. That's all garbage. I say with love and respect because I used to pray that way too. But Holy Ghost understands when to be bold. Holy Ghost understands how to pray in faith. Holy Ghost knows in every situation at all times how to pray. The Holy Ghost will lead us to pray with the spirit of joy. The Holy Ghost will lead us to pray from the position of victory. Holy Ghost is the one who leads us and guides us into the perfect will of prayer. The perfect will of prayer. And every time we pray, Holy Ghost needs to be the one who's leading that prayer. A good person of prayer is a good follower. A lot of times we think contrary, that in order to prove that I am something, in order to show God that I'm a good prayer, I've got to be the loudest. I've got to be the most eloquent. I've got to say the name of Jesus 30 times in one prayer. Father God, I pray, Father God, that you, Father God, are the best, Father God, and I love you, Father God. That's just religion. Holy Ghost knows how to pray without it being weird. He knows how to pray without stutter-stepping every other word with Jesus. He is faithful to teach us how to do this stuff. I don't need to pray the loudest. I don't need to have a competition with myself to see how many times I can say Jesus' name. I am just a follower. I'm yielded. A good prayer person is yielded. And